Unit 62, His Final Escape. Many accounts have circulated concerning the death of renowned magician and escape artist Harry Houdini. The true story is an interesting but tragic one. Houdini suffered an ankle injury in October 1926. On the 22nd day of that fateful month, he was relaxing in his dressing room at the Princess Theatre in Montreal, the injured foot stretched out before him, when he was visited by a young student from McGill University. The student had previously done a sketch of Houdini, having been invited to meet him again, decided to bring two of his friends along. One of them, an amateur boxer named Jocelyn Gordon Whitehead, asked Houdini whether he could truly withstand any punch to the belly without flinching, as he had once asserted. Houdini apparently nodded somewhat absent-mindedly, not expecting what followed. Whitehead leaned down and struck him in the abdomen with great force. It is uncertain how many blows were delivered. Houdini gasped and explained that it was necessary to tighten the abdomen muscles before being struck. Houdini didn't notice any immediate problem after this incident, but during his performance on the following Saturday, he felt feverish and weak. He broke down on stage the next Monday and was immediately given a medical examination. It was discovered that he had suffered a ruptured appendix. Worse, periodontitis and inflammation of the intestine had set in. At that time, the disease was always fatal, since drugs to combat it had not yet been developed. Although he fought the inevitable in typical fashion for about a week, he finally died on October 31, 1926. He was buried in the family plot in a cemetery in Queens, New York. Worse, peritonitis and inflammation of the intestine had set in. At that time, the disease was always fatal, since drugs to combat it had not yet been developed. Although he fought the inevitable in typical fashion for about a week, he died finally on October 31, 1926. He was buried in the family plot in a cemetery in Queens, New York.